Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Football Friday, brought to you by Video Only, getting you ready for the football weekend.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague with Andy Dirt Johnson.
That's my guy!
And Brandon Sprague.
This team fights!
Football Friday on the Fan is brought to you by Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Football Friday, everybody. NFL and college football coverage on The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. A loaded Football Friday. The world is weird, and the universe works in mysterious ways. I went to a store this week that I don't go to almost ever. Mm. And we were at checkout, goes, you have a phone number? And I tried my phone number, it didn't work. And then I remembered a buddy of mine worked there as a part-time job. So I gave him the phone number, and it worked.
Hey, look at that.
And maybe 40 minutes later, he just randomly texts me. I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. And he goes, hey, man, this made me think of you today. And I was like... weird.
You figured he was going to get an update. Hey, I saw you were shopping here today. Do you need any coupons?
Well, the reason I say that is because right as the show is about to start, I lean over to Dirt and I go, dude, I don't think we're getting paid this year. I just don't think I couldn't get him to text back. I text him twice. I'm looking like the weird, clingy girlfriend that's constantly or boyfriend constantly messaging.
Stop sending DMs, dude. Get out of there.
And I feel creepy doing it. But
hey, man.
He's
hey,
one
man.
Of our, you know, we've had him for
Can
a long
we just
time.
Talk?
Can we just
talk? I just want to talk.
I just need 5 minutes, man.
That's all I need.
And so I tell Dirt, I don't think it's going to happen. And literally at the end of the last segment, you want to do Monday?
And yeah, let's do it.
I tried not to respond too quick. I didn't want to look desperate.
No, you got to give it a couple of minutes. Don't just jump right in.
We're only working with an 8-to-1 text ratio right now. You can guess who's the 7 and
who's
the 1.
Let it breathe for 5 minutes, all right? Come on.
So we may...
You got to play hard to get a little
bit. You know what? I'm not even going to promise anything. We'll just see what happens.
He might be on the show on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe, he's in the queue. Maybe.
He's in the queue.
He's in the queue.
In the queue for Monday.
We'll have to wait and see on that one. It's going to be a busy little day locally. 10 p.m. traffic starts today. The I-5 South.
Oh, that's right. We're closing down I-5.
They are.
I got a hot take on it.
How much of a... That's going to be chaos.
Hot take.
Hot take. What you got?
This is coming from experience. Years ago, we had a solar eclipse.
Yes.
That was hyped to a level that'll probably never happen again in my lifetime.
Yes.
Told me traffic Armageddon.
Yes.
I biked from Beaverton to our old studio.
I think
studio.
I woke up an hour early or something. It's like you're going to have
to. You got in here at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I got in here at like 4 a.m. or something. I left at 3:30.
Drove.
No.
Nobody. I biked for
nobody
no
Nobody worked, dude.
Reason.
Everybody stayed home just to watch the eclipse.
Everybody was parked on like the side of I-5 down by Salem, which was one of like the key areas.
Bad spots to be. Yeah.
There was nothing.
I remember that day, though, in the building. It was fun. Everybody went outside.
Yeah, that was a cool like, was, group.
We got done with the show. Everybody's like, hey, look at that. Put your glasses on.
Yeah.
We got to put your glasses.
I don't think this is going to be crazy.
Really? An I-5 closure around the Moda Center. Not going to be crazy?
Well, all the people that drive that way, all they've been hearing about for months is what?
Is that it's going to close.
So do you think they're not adjusting to that?
A lot more cars on 205.
Well, the issue becomes people that work in the Vancouver area or live in Vancouver and work in Portland.
I think we're going to have more work from home. You're going to get a lot of companies that are like,
ooh,
stay home.
Good call. That's probably the right
call. We'll wait this out.
It's only a couple of weeks,
I
right?
just wonder how many, what's the over-under on days Suk doesn't make it for the 3 p.m. start?
Why would he not make it, though? Because he exits 4:05.
Yeah, you wouldn't go that route, would you?
That's where everything's getting diverted.
Yeah, because you can't go past the Moda Center.
So if there's an accident, what's going to make it totally a disaster is if there's an accident.
I'm giving the hot take. I think it's going to be
that's a hot take.
Wildly overrated.
We'll see how that one ages over the next couple of weeks.
We will wait and see how that ages.
I'm just glad I don't have to deal with it in any way, shape, or form. I don't need that route to get to work, to go to Duck games. I'm further, you know, I'm not going through that path to go down to Eugene, so it won't impact me at all.
The funny thing is, like, sometimes you get a sports hot take, and you're like, this could really bite me in the future. Traffic? I don't care. What do I work for, ODOT? So what if I was wrong? What do I care?
I think it's going to rain today. I'm not a meteorologist. What are you going to do about it?
Dealer's Choice is the breakfast special. Let's step into Cafe Day Dirt and Sprague today. Ooh. We will get to Oregon.
Hello.
How many points do the Duckies need to win by against the Cowboys to make everybody calm their T's and D's?
Love a good calm T. You got to calm your T, you calm your D.
I don't think it's that. I think it's how few points do they have to allow Oklahoma State? I think it's more on the defense shutting them. I think the offense will score 30, 40, 50.
Like 10 points against Tulsa.
Exactly. Hey,
teams get the most improvement week one to week two.
Well, you don't need to answer it right now. It's a tease.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
It's
today.
A good tease. I like that. You naughty boy.
Dealer's Choice is the special. Okay. Swag, pick a number between 1 and 2.
1.75.
Can you just play the game?
2!
Thank you. Thank you for playing the game. Jack wagon. What would you have for breakfast today? Swag special.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
I'm going a Northwest Benedict with salmon, spinach, blood orange hollandaise sauce.
You're out of here.
Your special includes salmon. I'm out. What else do you serve?
I don't eat a lot of fish for breakfast.
Shrimp omelets?
Fish and breakfast just don't gel for me very much.
Some home fries.
I don't think seafood belongs in breakfast.
Oh, a good salmon hash?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not saying I haven't had it or that it's always bad. I just, when I think of breakfast foods, you know, fish and early in the morning, no thanks.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your breakfast special. Let's start the cafe.
Sometimes sports can humble you, and today was one of those days. I make no excuses, you know, whether you want to say it's about travel, whatever. We just weren't good enough in that window. I didn't coach good enough, and we'll look at it, and we'll move forward, and that's where we're at right now.
Boy, he takes so much caffeine. It spills over even after the game. That's Sean McVay in the postgame.
He ain't sleeping on the way home. He's way too jacked up.
Look, I know he's got the Super Bowl. He's got the legacy, the reputation. Massive season for him as a coach, man. This is a, you better not screw this up, bud.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting start to their year, right? All offseason, we've all talked about how the Rams are unbeatable, and then the first game of the season, they get absolutely dominated against a team that we were told their window was closed and they're too old and they can't do it anymore. And so it's a unique start. We just went over the schedule. The next month's going to be pretty difficult for them. I give them all the benefit in the world to turn things around, and I think there's still a ton of talent on the roster, and I do believe arriving the day before the game was a massive miscalculation on their part, but the other positive spin of that could be maybe the Niners having to deal with getting back on San Francisco time coming back, have a more difficult time readjusting, and the Rams play better in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And time will tell on that one.
Order up! We're watching some footy game in America, the Rams and the San Francisco 69ers play.
Whoa!
Some rubbish game. 40!
49ers!
But that sounds much more interesting.
Yes! Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people might pay to see them.
That's what we were doing.
The 49ers.
That's much harder to explain to your wife.
By the way, that was Channel 9 in Australia. So there's been a correction on this. That's a 2022 Australian TV broadcast.
Oh, it's not this year?
Oh.
Yeah, that was the announcement that...
Well, got it.
We didn't know it was the Niners.
No, there's no way.
No.
We knew that there was going to be
That's
a game
weird.
In Australia.
Twitter's telling me there's like the whole reader
added context. Yeah.
It says it's from 2022, but we didn't know it was the Niners Rams till like a
I thought until this last offseason
yeah,
we didn't know that it was Niners and Rams.
Interesting.
But it's unique because haven't they been like studying this for years? The Rams didn't wasn't that the report that
yeah,
they've
maybe,
been sending
maybe I'm
people
wrong.
Over?
Maybe they actually knew they
I'm
were
confused,
playing. It says
yeah.
2022, so you're right, because there was a report that they were sending 15 staffers
to see how the time
over 2 year periods to see their travel.
How
like,
do you...
I would not want to be that staffer.
Hey, Brandon, we're going to need you to jump on a bird for 16 hours, hang out for like, you know, a day in Australia, and then fly back. Tell me how your body feels.
Have you had to do that like 3 times?
What? No.
How terrible would that
not
be?
Not again, man. I was just there last month.
Yeah, no thank you. I'm out on that one.
Order up! Yeah, I feel like camp was good. Got caught up to speed pretty quickly. I think it's a testament to the staff, how well it's coached, that you can follow along and... pick it up pretty quickly in terms
of bastards.
How it's organized, the systematic stuff of it, and so that's been really helpful. And I think kind of everyone being the first year together definitely helps it too.
Yeah, there is a starting quarterback for your Atlanta Falcons, Cooper Rush, on the familiarity with the Falcons offense. Tua hurt his oblique in practice. Michael Penix is not ready, so Cooper Rush, welcome to Pittsburgh.
Is the Penix thing like he's just scared?
No, I don't think he's.
I thought he was medically cleared.
Yeah, but I think there's. I think they're trying to be.
I think the team is being overly cautious with him.
Can we just say what we all know, but can't say it because there's no evidence? They're tanking. They are obviously tanking. You don't bring Tua in with the thought of we're going to compete. You don't start Cooper Rush.
How
and
bad
think,
does
well,
Tua not want to play a live down of NFL football
They also
anymore?
At one point named Desmond Ridder their starting quarterback, so maybe they've been taken for a while.
That's their a different coach.
Their quarterback plans haven't been great for a handful of years. Then they signed Kirk Cousins after popping his Achilles and then drafted a guy in the top 10.
Are you now more interested in this game at Pittsburgh in week one?
No, I'm actually less interested.
The only question is, does Pittsburgh cover the spread?
Okay.
5 points. What's happening there? What am I missing?
It smells fishy. You know what that is? It's a trap!
That's your salmon.
Is your whole
your
defensive
breakfast.
Meeting just tackle seven?
Just
tackle seven.
Bijan. Circle Bijan. Get him down to the ground.
Order up! He's probably still mad I changed too many of his plays. Big statement when he had a guy win back-to-back MVPs, you know? Guess I wasn't doing too much at the LOS. Matt's a clown, man. He says some things from time to time that are funny. Then he's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Like, he's backing up his quarterback. I mean, like, yeah, I'm sure J-Lo's real good in the line of scrimmage. But come on, man.
That's Aaron Rodgers. He did an interview yesterday on ESPN Wisconsin, our sister station, with the Mason Crosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
He also gave some comments on the Cam Hayward podcast. Interesting.
He is.
I'll say this, man.
The filter is, if it wasn't already off, it is fully off now.
Well, there's never really been much of a filter, but it's fully done because he's claiming he's going to completely disappear from everybody's lives. I refuse to believe that.
That's his argument.
But if we're to hold him at his word, not holding back at all. Also good to hear.
What was the Love LaFleur thing? I missed that. What was he responding to? What did LaFleur say?
I think he was just asked about Matt LaFleur as a coach, and he's like, he's a clown.
Nah.
Who else on this show has been noting the Matt LaFleur overrated
thing? So now we're taking Rodgers' opinion? Now we're Team Rodgers?
I mean,
look
some
at you anti-vaxxer
over
there. Some
people claim Rodgers is a goat. It's not me.
Know.
It's you. I'm just
now,
jumping on a goat opinion.
Now, why do you think Rodgers won't disappear? Because his wife has never appeared.
That's true. He's going to disappear with his wife. I did see the clip of him talking about the gal he was with and engaged to.
Shailene Woodley.
And she said after they got engaged, she told him she wanted to go sleep with some other guy before they got married.
She had to get it out of her system is what he said that she did.
What? No.
Would you let your fiancé have one last boom boom with a...
No.
What if she's like, I'm getting out of my system.
Care.
I'm good forever.
No, I don't care about that.
Right. You know, to each their own.
You had 30 years to get it out of your system.
Why now?
Why now?
Because this is it. I'm getting locked down.
No.
Okay.
No chance.
Order up! And when you talk about the University of Kansas, you know, what's the best thing that comes out of the state of Kansas? I-70, okay? All right? And what do you call a good-looking girl in Kansas? A tourist, okay? So just so we're on the same page, you know, it's important that you have rivalries.
That was Eli Drinkwitz. We played that after SEC Media Day. I wanted to bring it back. You don't need to care about this game, but it's a Friday game.
I'm going
to
watch it. I didn't realize it was a Friday until you pointed that out.
Missouri-Kansas is a nice little rivalry that I don't know a whole lot about. It has a deep-rooted history, which
we'll get
to in a
second. They call it the Border War.
They hate
each other.
And I don't believe they've played in 13 years.
Football, they have not played for a while.
It's been a long time.
Well, Drinkwitz said that at SEC Media Day, which was delightful. Kansas sent out a hype video yesterday, and they had Gilbert Brown, one of their all-time greats, narrate it. Take a listen to what they were focusing on.
By hatred passed down through generations, our roots reach back to the Civil War, when blood was spilled over what you believed in and which side you stood on. There are heroes and villains. Only allegiance decides their legacy. There's right and wrong. There's Kansas and Missouri. If this rivalry passion has its colors, crimson and blue, gold and black, colors that continue to clash. When we collide, it goes beyond the game. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
So, do you like slavery or not like slavery? Because that might be how you decide who to root for in tonight's Friday Night Border War.
I mean, going all the way back to we've hated each other since they supported slavery and we oppose slavery is a hell of a spin in a hype video for a college football rivalry game in 2026. And you know what? I'm here for it, baby.
I think I might.
Rock chalk, Jayhawk.
I might be rock chalking.
My correction here. They did not play for 13 years. They did play last year. Was the first game back of the rivalry.
I thought they played last year, but I didn't want to say that.
I think originally Kansas was torqued off when they went to the SEC or something like
that. That's when it ended, yeah. Because the last game in the rivalry had been 2011, and then last year was the first one back. This is the first game in Kansas, though, since whatever it would have been.
5 o'clock Fox tonight.
2010. I think it's going to be a fun one, man.
That's tough. I'm going to be at a high school football game tonight.
Yeah, it's one
of those. Watch that on YouTube.
I will be at 5. I'll be in a bar and then.
but your wife's gone and your life is very hard.
No, actually, I will be with her because she is in a performance tonight at
a bar.
No, at the Center for Performing Arts.
There you go.
Hey.
Order up. We play in the greatest conference in the country. And I think when you look at what we've been able to do in the middle of our league, and you look at how strong the middle of the league is, we've been playing 9 games for a long time, guys, right. As you know. This is not anything new to us. And we've been able to still produce 3 straight national championships with 9 game schedules and people going out of conference in the first 3 games at times to play SEC opponents or ACC opponents or Power 4 opponents. So this is the best league, in my opinion, in the country. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Minnesota head coach P.J.
Fleck, that boat.
A good friend of the program with no dirt involved, and he is taking on Mississippi State. The only reason we're playing this, one, it's a great quote. Two, We noted this in the offseason. This is the first time P.J. Fleck's ever gone against an SEC team in his coaching career.
He's been there for a decade. He's the second longest tenured coach in the Big Ten.
Well, he was at Western Michigan for, yeah. I don't...
That makes sense. He's been in Minnesota for a decade nearly.
But they take... that game's going to happen this weekend. You can't mess with the middle of the Big Ten. It's been pretty good, and they've won three national championships in a row.
Was that a comment from this week, or was that a preseason comment?
So no, that was at SEC Media Days.
You mean Big Ten Media Days?
Or Big Ten Media Days, sorry.
So
it was from the Big Ten Media Day?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the thing. If you're still arguing that after week one, I would say, sure about that? Because I don't know if any conference had a worse start to the year than the Big Ten. Rutgers lost to UMass. Illinois struggled with UAB. You had Michigan give up 20 and barely beat Toledo at home. My team was a 23.5.
Western Michigan.
Michigan State played Toledo, too.
It's 30. Michigan,
did I say Michigan? Sorry. 30-20 was the final. My team didn't cover a 23.5-point spread against Boise State. Michigan should have lost to Western Michigan. Nebraska was trailing in the third quarter to Ohio. Washington was in a dogfight against Washington State. Nobody watched Northwestern and South Dakota State, but let me tell you, it was only a two-score game against South Dakota State, and Wisconsin got smoked again. Like, it was outside of Ohio State playing Ball State, even Indiana, the final score wasn't quite like that. They scored 21 in the fourth quarter. That was a 31-16 game going into the fourth quarter before scoring 21 unanswered.
That game was never in doubt.
I'm not saying it's in doubt. I'm just saying this idea that, like, it was a rough start for the Big Ten after an offseason of beating their chest. And also, you don't get to say we win national championships when you haven't won a national championship.
Conference pride, brother.
Minnesota didn't win it. My team didn't win it.
He's undefeated in bowl games at Minnesota.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of the conference.
Because Vanderbilt was winning all those championships in the SEC for all those years. Wow. Mississippi State had nine national championships
State
in a row, didn't they?
Minnesota is your lead-in on CBS to the Beavs game.
Oh, is it?
It's 12:30 CBS.
12:30 is a bit of a hole tomorrow in the TV schedule, so I'll probably end up watching a good chunk of that game.
Really?
The early games are good. The primetime games are solid.
You've got Will Stein hosting Alabama at
12:30. That's the only other
12:30
game. Do you see what he said? He said, bring your booze in.
Sneak a flask in. He wants that student section filled an hour before the game.
Bring your booze.
You know, it certainly gives you some early feedback on where you are. And I think it's great for college football. I mean, this is going to be an unbelievable atmosphere down there against a great opponent. Everybody in the country will be watching. So, I mean, this is why you come to Ohio State. This is why you go to Texas to play in games like this. So, you know, good thing is it'll give us a great, you know, again, data point on where we are and early feedback on things. But more importantly, just the experience of playing in a game like this early in the season is, you know, again, one of the reasons why you recruit great players to come here. These are the types of games, and this is why we're here. You know, we come to Ohio State to play in games like this, and I'm sure Sark would say the same thing to the guys at Texas.
I used to hate Ohio State, and I don't really root for them, but I'll just tell you, man, Pierce Nipples threatening Lou Holtz on national television and welcoming big non-conference games. Ryan Day, you are kind of swaying me.
Lou Holtz, where's your old ass right now? God, our team soft.
Ended up dying like 2 years later.
I think Ryan Day killed him, man. I think he killed him.
Look, I don't know how people feel about Ryan Day still, but like, that guy, win or lose, wasn't going to go into his conference media day and make excuses for why they had an extra loss on their schedule after losing to a bad Florida team. And he's welcoming this non-conference game with open arms, and Steve Sarkisian's puckering in an office right now, rocking back and forth, please don't lose this game, please don't lose this game. And I love it. I have a clear choice of who I'm rooting for in this one, and it's the Buckeyes.
Yeah, it's a fascinating game. I can't wait to see how it plays out. A lot of attention will be on Arch and how he plays and the draft evaluation and all of that. But we've talked about it going into the year, and I still feel the wave. When you look at the rest of the schedules for both teams, it is an uphill climb to get to the playoff because they're both brutal in their respective conferences. And so if you lose this game, you've lost a bit of your mulligan, especially if the game ends up getting maybe to a 2 or 3 score game. I don't see that happening, but the challenging schedule remains for both of them. And so whoever loses will have to kind of lock in the rest of the season.
There you go. Cafe Day Dirt and Spray. We do it every day at 7. Let's roll on with some college football. We'll get to Oregon and Oregon State. Let's talk a little bit about that game, though, Ohio State and Texas. Let's dabble into that one. We'll get to it next on 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's Awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
I'll ask the question again. We'll get to it. What does it need to look like for Oregon? Is it a score? Is it as simple as Oregon needs to go in against a bad team that just lost against Tulsa and dominate? Is there something else? How are we going to measure this? Is the collective around America going to see them do that to Oklahoma State again and then go, you know, actually, Oregon's pretty good. I think they responded pretty well.
We're going to get a Matt Haynes article. You know, this is why you believe in Dan Lanning.
Oh, did Matt Haynes email you back, swag? Yay or nay? Thumbs up. Really?
I'll
take on
no.
Oregon and no response out of an Oregon station.
How about that?
Interesting. We'll see if Andy Staples put them back in the playoff. First four in.
We're back in the bracketology if we beat Oklahoma State by 80 points. Got it. Just keeping track here.
We have Eric Morris audio. We'll get to that. He was asked about Dante and the defense. Listen to that press conference. And I don't think Joey McGuire knows the name of Oregon State's quarterback, which
no,
is great.
No. It's right where you want to be. Nobody's giving you a chance.
But we'll get to that as well. Like, yeah. What does it need to look like for Oregon State fan, even if they lose, to go into a Monday in a week and say, you know what? I'm feeling still pretty good about things. I don't know if that is even an answer, or if it's as simple as, this is a really good team, we're not that level, we'll move on from this, play Montana the next week. So we'll get to all that local college football dealings. We heard from Ryan Day there in the cafe. I need to put a poll question up, by the way. Seafood for breakfast, yay or nay?
Okay, I'll put that one up right now.
I don't like seafood, but it just, yeah. I've never been a seafood for breakfast guy. Swag loves him. a salmon Benedict, so we could put that up, salmon hash, whatever.
Going up right now.
There you go, at Dirt and Sprague, yay or nay. Ohio State and Texas this weekend.
Very excited for it tomorrow night.
I'm pretty pumped. You've got other big games. You got Boise State and Memphis.
It's actually a pretty good slate, yeah, all the way throughout, even from tonight all the way through tomorrow.
Curious to see if the old school Stanford, maybe now modern day Oregon effect is going to be in play here for Boise, because Memphis's coach has hired a sleep coach for $20,000, and he knows how to sleep properly now, and so Memphis is good.
I'd love to have a sleep coach. What do they tell you? What do they give you?
I don't know, but this sleep coach has been hired by the Spurs, the Seahawks last year.
Interesting.
He paid 20 G's for her services, and now he says he sleeps so perfectly that he feels like a different human.
Or are they like, you know?
She just teaches you how to sleep properly, what kind of patterns you need to follow, yeah, tracks it for you.
Fascinating.
Interesting story. But you got some good games this weekend. This is the one that stands alone.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Texas. Ohio State at Texas. And I can't help Dirt but wonder what you think about it, because I'm going in saying, this feels massive for Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the same category of coaches that my guy is in, and that is a small number of games this year will define how we feel about your season. They are in the window of, you better go on a deep playoff run and compete for a championship, and if you don't, it will feel like a disappointment. And this is where their journey begins. Lanning will have games like this at some point. Marcus Freeman doesn't have a lot of them, but he's got one or two of them on the schedule. Like, a lot of these guys are in that same category. Texas has been a really good program under Sark. He has unquestionably elevated them from the kind of mediocrity that they were stuck in. Early in his tenure, he found a way to win bigger games and bigger moments. Remember, they went on the road to Alabama with Quinn Ewers and knocked off Saban, and that was the only loss that Alabama had that year, and they ended up making the playoff. And so he's had nice moments. But what's happened the last two times they played in the SEC championship game? Georgia's bullied them a little bit. What happened when they played Georgia in the regular season? Bullied them a little bit. What happened when they played Ohio State in the early in the non-conference last year in week one? Only scored 7 points, and it was kind of a garbage time touchdown, and they couldn't move the ball to save their life the entire game. And so he's had a lot of these kind of stack up against him the last couple of years. And I'm with you. Like, Ryan Day will always live in a rare air of pressure that anything shy of 18-0 and a undefeated, every game's a 50-point win will feel like a failure to Ohio State fans. They're all of the pressure to me is on the Texas side of this, because I also think they're going to have a more difficult time. Albeit they both have tough schedules, I think Texas has a more difficult path to the playoff if they lose this game. And not making the college football playoff in back-to-back years with Arch Manning as your quarterback would feel just like such an epic failure. And so, yeah, I think all the pressure resides on that sideline, and it resides on that quarterback to go get the job done tomorrow.
Yeah, George Reister of On3 and the George Reister Unafraid Show, friend of the program and former Duck, he had the opinion this offseason that the loser of this game is going to miss the playoff. I like the take. I can't go there with Ohio State. Ohio State could lose by a field goal, touchdown, 10 points even. And I just, unless they suffer some crazy injury, I cannot see Ohio State doing it.
You think they're going to beat Indiana and Oregon this year?
Yeah, I think they win one of those games.
Yeah,
I don't know which one it is, whether it's Oregon at home or are they at Indiana?
They are at Indiana, yeah, at USC, and home against Oregon in three consecutive weeks.
I think they win two of those three games. I think they could lose one of those games.
Yeah, you got a road game in Nebraska there. That's not overly concerning.
I just think that opinion is fine to have.
Mm-hmm.
I also cannot see it on one side. The other side, I can.
Look at, I mean, Texas's schedule after this is bonkers. So they go on the road to Tennessee at the end of the month. Then they get the Red River Shootout. Then you get Florida at home, which, as we were shown last year, not a gimme for them because they lost to Florida and knocked them out of the playoff. Then you get Ole Miss at home. You still have to go on the road to Missouri, on the road to LSU, and on the road to Texas A&M.
That's a brutal schedule,
If you
man.
Lose this game tomorrow, you are not making the college football playoff, because I just have a hard time seeing you only losing two more if you can't win this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you don't let another one slip through your fingers that you shouldn't have lost, which they did last year. It's going to be tough, man, and that would be a disaster for them to not make the playoff.
This may boil down to just as simply as, you know, Arch was amazing and the Texas defense was stellar, or Saban and Smith are, you know, who we've seen them be. But, like, on the coaching side of this, is there an advantage to you in the matchup? Because I think I've been holding the opinion now, he is grossly underrated. I know he's got resources. I know Ohio State recruits itself.
Anybody could win there, Brandon.
Yeah, anybody. But, like, the guy has lost, like, six total times, I think, in his career there. Maybe it's less. You know, it's in that ballpark.
It's insane, yeah.
I think I view him as the advantage here. It's partially why I think Ohio State's going to win.
Do you trust Arthur Smith in a big game? Because that's their new offensive coordinator. Now,
I've been debating this with Coug Ludes because he wanted to do a sandwich bet in relation to Arthur Smith. I don't like Arthur Smith. He's a Nepo baby. I think that's such a talented team that Matt Patricia was an awful defensive coordinator when Belichick left.
Their defense was awesome last year.
And it's probably going to be awesome this year. Does that mean he's amazing? Right. It's a Jimmy's and Joe's sport.
Tend to agree with you.
I think Arthur Smith can coach a fine enough game for them to beat Texas and not be in the way.
Yeah, it's also, you know, to your point on the Jimmy's and Joe's, like when you're an offensive coordinator and you get to call plays, Jeremiah Smith had a great joke the other day about what their offensive philosophy is feeling like. This is before their first game. And Jeremiah Smith was basically like, just throw me the football.
He's right.
Just here, I got an idea for a play. Throw it to four. Ready, break. Like, that's all you got to do. That guy's a freak of nature. He's the best player in the entire sport.
Yeah.
And just get him the ball over and over and over again. It is a really funny question because Ryan Day has been probably the most disrespected coach over the last 10 years in college football. He has 12 career losses, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's 83-12 in his career, which is a remarkable number for a coach who's been around. He's been a head coach, I think, since the 2019 or 2018 season. When he fully took over, we continued to disrespect him and act even when he won a title. We didn't even really put him on an upper pedestal. Like, Cignetti is God, and I get it. He deserves to be it because he did it at Indiana. But the other guy who just won a title, we're still like, yeah, I don't know. Is he a good coach? Maybe, maybe not. But there's no doubt my trust in just an overall operation, a roster, and everything that goes into it resides on the Ohio State sideline for this weekend. We can't gamble college games here in the state, which is really dumb. If we could, I would be money line betting Ohio State for
what
this
is
game.
The spread? I don't know.
It's 1.5, so okay, it's essentially pick 'em, but you're getting plus money on the money line for Ohio State.
Yeah.
Plus 100, whatever it is. I would jump all over that. I trust them more. And you know, look, their quarterback certainly was not good in big moments, in particular in the Texas game as well. But I just, because of what he has to work with, and again, Jeremiah Smith being the primary focus of their offense, I just trust them to execute at a higher level. There's a bit of a, like, I've argued that Arch came on strong at the end of the year, and he did. The numbers certainly look good. Go back and look at the teams that they were playing, man. A&M was a good team, and I'll give him credit for that one. That was a playoff team last year. But other than that, it was a lot of nothing in the back half of that year. And so the numbers look good. But to the point, and we bring this up with Dante, we bring up with all these guys, like, this is when I need to see it. These are the games that you need to show up. And there's a bit of a, I'll believe it when I see it with Arch right now.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The landscape of the SEC if Texas wins is a fascinating one to look at. Georgia looks all the real deal.
Yeah.
We know LSU looks the part right now. You keep going down. I'm trying to think. LSU.
Alabama looked good last week, but it's East Carolina.
Yeah, we'll see what they are. They're without their guard this weekend. They play Kentucky. I still think they're going to win, but, you know, DeBoer has a weird thing from time to time with teams he should beat.
Ole Miss has Chambliss. You got Oklahoma with a shutout win in week one.
I think people, this is just an opinion, I don't think people fully trust Oklahoma until they see them win a few of these.
It's fair.
The Chambliss Ole Miss thing, he is so dangerous and fun, and yet, are people going to buy in if you struggle to beat Louisville and bury Louisville?
Their defense looked awful.
Terrible.
Like, they got
what's their head coach's specialty?
They got shredded by Louisville.
So, like, I think they're a tier below those top three. If Texas wins, it's Texas, LSU, Georgia.
Agree with that.
And then I think question mark about, is Bama on that level? Is Oklahoma on that level?
Can Ole Miss do it on the other side of the ball?
I don't know if people are in on A&M. Like, the SEC landscape's fascinating. Whereas the other side, it's, I think in the Big Ten, win or lose, Ohio State's still going to be at the top for everybody with Oregon, Indiana, and then the second tier of, is USC going to take the leap, etc. So, it just feels so one-sided of, like, the impact of a loss.
Agree.
And the other side of, like, despite the schedule still being difficult for Ohio State, it's hard not to trust them to navigate the waters to at least 10-2.
The collective freakout that will happen between Texas fan if they lose and SEC fan if they lose another one of these big games against a Big Ten team would be really funny.
That's the other part of it. That's a good point.
I'm kind of rooting for that, just to see, like, what Pa Fa Bob's going to yell about in the aftermath of this game.
Well, and then also, like, think about how happy PJ Fleck's going to be to see the Buckeyes win.
We might win another national championship this year.
We might do this again, boys.
Way to go, Ohio State. We're going to do it. I'll also say thank God the game is in Austin, Texas, so big noon kickoff can't ruin it with a 9 a.m. game.
I'm with you there.
It is a prime time. Yeah. Lights are going down. 4:30 ESPN 4K.
This is a tough one for me. Can I just be honest with you?
It's going to be glorious. You, which one's iPad? Which one's TV? I mean, I know. It's okay. You can answer honestly. That's one, like, have it on the iPad, and if it ends up being
more...
I'll
probably have it on the iPad, to be honest, like, and put the Beavs first.
Oh, on the TV.
On the main stage.
On the main stage. Beavs on the main stage.
If that gets to, like, 10-0 quick, I love and the Beavs are not moving the ball, I'm...
Quick flip.
We're transitioning that
thing. You know, hey, if it's close and competitive, by all means, then flip it over. For all we know, one of these teams could blow the other one out. Could be a W.
Maybe I split screen it. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah.
I wish the split screens, by the way, were bigger on YouTube TV.
I'm anti-split screen for big games. The middle of the day when you're like, it's Alabama, Kentucky, and Minnesota, Mississippi State.
Oh,
you're like,
quad box that.
Quad box the hell out of that. Yeah. But when I get a prime time, you know, I'm eating a big ribeye here. Mm. That needs the whole screen.
What do you do if Oregon plays?
Oregon games will always be big screen for me. No matter the...
Oregon, Portland State.
If they were playing at the same
time. And prime time is Ohio State, Texas, same time.
I'd probably do the first half of the Oregon game on the big screen and then flip it over in the second half.
You need to go to a doctor. That's a disease. You're crazy. 45-0 at halftime. All right. Texas, Ohio State. Really looking forward to it.
Big one tomorrow.
We'll dive into the Ducks and the Beavs coming up starting at 8 a.m. What do the Ducks need to do to make you breathe a sigh of relief if you are panicking at all about the result against Boise State? And what does it need to look like for Oregon State? We'll dive into all that top of the hour. Dirt and Sprague back with more 7:42 on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bob-a-pedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
All right, we'll dive into the Oregon Ducks coming up at the top of the hour. No notes on Miami, Florida A&M.
You got nothing from that one? No? No hot takeaways from that game?
Go for 100. Give me the triple digits if you're going to do
it. So did you see the handshake after the game?
I didn't see the game.
No, I didn't either. I just saw the handshake video.
Touchdown.
Their coach was pissed.
Because Mario
put in the backups and was essentially running a no-huddle offense up 77-7.
They didn't score after he did that.
With 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Don't play the game, then.
Don't take the paycheck. Yeah.
Whole thing is stupid. The game should not exist.
These are the games that we need to just be done with.
I would learn more about Miami in a practice.
You're not wrong there. We'll dive into the local stuff with Oregon and their road to in Stillwater to get 2-0, and then Oregon State opening up their season at Reser. I'm curious, by the way, Beaver fan, you go into this game, 503-864-6326. I'll be fascinated to see if it's a sellout. Is it 98% full? They may not win the game, but this is a pretty big game to draw people to it. So we're getting all that coming up as well, and we'll spread the line coming up at 927. So get the spreading line sponsors in at 503-864-6326.
Chance for, by the way, rain during the game tomorrow for Oregon State.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to rain this week.
A little cloudy, a little rainy tomorrow, so it might get a little wet.
Yeah, 60s and drizzly.
Not doing it any service here time-wise, but it's the 25th anniversary of 9/11, and I have a lot of that stuff on my algorithm. I'm probably going to introduce my youngest and watch again with my oldest, the man in the red bandana.
Yeah.
I do it every year.
That game is tonight, by the way.
That game is tonight, Boston College. And I just, 25 years of that event, what it means to you guys.
I mean, it's wild that it's been 25 years, right? I think every generation, and if you're older, you have multiple moments throughout the time, but you have days and moments that everybody who was alive remembers exactly what they were doing, what that day was like, everything about, like, I'll never forget that day for the rest of my life. And there's not many of those days outside of, you know, personal achievements like a birth of a child or a wedding or certain moments like that that resonate to that. And I have, I don't know, there's mixed feelings with it. On the one hand, it takes you back to a time where we're probably the most unified we've ever been as a country in the aftermath of that and what it meant for us. And then the other side of that coin is this, we have this phrase of like never forget while also simultaneously not wanting to take care of the people who are responsible for pulling people out of the buildings for 25 years. And we all just do it as a social media hashtag when very few people actually put their power and their voice behind what could make it never forget. And that is taking care of the people who risked their lives to save lives that day. And so it's just a weird mixed bag of I'll never forget it. You remember the fallen and the impact that it had on us and as a country. And I also hate the way, to a certain extent, that it's been harnessed as a political talking point to a certain extent with people not actually giving a rip behind closed doors.
I just remember Paxton was 6 months old. We actually had friends there who had a child right around the same time as Paxton, and they were staying with us. So there was like, oh, my God, how long are they going to be here?
Flights are canceled across the country.
They were living in Montana or something like that. And so, we're like, okay, well, we
return flights canceled. You're going to be around for a while.
Better make sure we got room and food and whatever else is going on. It was just this sense of you know, surreal. It was before I had started at the station, so I had a regular job. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, am I going to work? What are we? It was just, yeah, we just sat there watching the TV in silence.
Yeah, the whole unified, like, I've always heard that phrase, and I don't disagree with it because I remember, you know, being alive and living it, and mm-hmm. it's the most unified we've ever been. Yeah, and within 2 years of it happening, half the country hated that we were in a war forever.
Oh, yeah,
and now we're probably the most divided. I mean, the internet and TV media makes us feel we're the most divided maybe mm-hmm. of all our lifetimes, right? Yeah. So, like, it's a weird thing of, since that moment, how it's not, the unification of our country is not at all kept up with any of it.
Not in any way.
I saw
way
an interview
form.
With one of the daughters of a fallen officer, and she found the audio of her mom calling for help trapped in one of the buildings.
Yeah.
And she didn't know it existed. And she asked her dad, like, hey, did you know this happened? Her dad's like, yeah, I just didn't want to play it for you.
How do I do that? Yeah, how do I play that?
And she said something interesting to me. She goes, you know, I listen to it. I don't love to hear that that's my mom at the end of her life asking for help. She goes, but I have to, because it's crazy that it's only 25 years and the amount of people that just dismiss or don't or forget. She goes, it's weird to say it, but it almost feels like people forget.
Yeah.
And it's only been 25 years.
I mean, it's another thing, too. I mean, you mentioned with your kids, right? Like, younger generations have no frame of reference. And there's moments like that, you know, think of the JFK assassination or.
No doubt.
Know, like, there's moments like that before we were born that, like, oh my God, if you were alive, you will remember
Space
that
Shuttle
day.
Challenger Space Shuttle Challenger is when I was
Challenger,
in school.
Right? Like,
hard to wrap your brain around it if you don't live it.
Exactly.
There's no doubt.
And so that's the thing, I think, for younger generations. It's important to keep it alive in that regard of, this is what the day was like. And there's some horrific stuff that you can go watch and listen to.
No
that
doubt.
It's also kind of important to do, because it makes the day, I think, resonate a little bit more. The visual I'll never forget that day. I think I was either in sixth or seventh grade, and we had a Pop Warner a jamboree or game, I can't remember one of the two, at Lentz Park, and I will never forget, we were playing, and it just, the whole day felt weird, and across the street was a gas station, and I'm not kidding you, there were probably 8,000 cars in line. And just, I remember running around the field watching and then seeing this visual of, like, why are all these people getting gas? Like, it didn't really compute in my head.
You're not understanding
the impact,
right?
You didn't fully, the global economic impact of all of it, and just looking like, what? And I just remember, this is a weird time to be playing a football. All of this seems strange, but I remember playing a game that day.
Well, also, you think of the sports aspect of it, right? Like,
then the impact
Piazza's
it had on
home
us.
Run,
yes.
The first game for the Mets.
Sosa with the little flag
Sosa
running around the
running
outfield,
out,
man.
Like full-on sprint with the little American flag.
Bush in his first pitch, right down the middle of the plate.
Is the Bush first pitch top five most clutch moments in sports history?
It's up there, man. It's everybody
people
had eyes
do,
on that.
I just rewatched it during commercial break, and people act like he threw it 80 miles an hour down. He kind of does lob, but, like, it is so perfectly in the middle.
It felt monumental at the time.
It felt so big for that to be
a strike.
Very
symbolic, yes.
And he is stone-faced doing it, and he just throws it right down the middle.
Yep.
And it's like, it didn't feel real to play sports.
No.
Everything kind of getting shut down briefly there. But in a way, like, it being a rally return to...
Yeah, something
not normalcy,
something
but
had
like,
to go first, and something had to start.
What was the first one back? Do you remember? I remember there being a Monday Night Football game in Lambeau shortly
after. I
want
to say it was the NFL. Because
was it
I
the
think,
NFL before baseball?
I think the Giants were supposed to play, and maybe that one got canceled, because I think that was when in New Jersey.
Right.
I can't remember what it was. That's a good question, what was the first. But I just remember when it all did start coming back.
It was the unifier for us, man.
Yeah.
Brought us all together again.
You're talking about, you know, 40 to 80,000 people in one building at one time coming together in a way to use it as a sense of, like, it's going to be, we'll be okay. We just have to be here together.
I will say this, too, is because it's been on the TV behind you all day, and I've been watching some of the coverage of it. If you have not been to the 9/11 memorial site.
I've never been to New York. It's one of my big things.
It is.
One of the most powerful things you could
do. You want to read a good, like, under-the-radar story? There's a story, and I forget who wrote it. I read this a few years ago, I think. It was the pool cleaners of the memorial.
Mm.
They work in the middle of the night.
Right.
And they have lights. And if you see the pictures of it, it's one person
just down there scrubbing.
Down there by himself with a flashlight, cleaning it, making sure it stays clean at all times.
It looks perfect every day.
So when you go visit it.
Because millions of people every day are going through there.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. But 25 years.
It makes me feel old, but it's pretty wild it's been that long.
It is, man. It is. But it's a reminder that I think we all need to be living through and experiencing every year of like, hey, you know, a lot of us went through this. And how crazy it was, no matter what our ages were at that point of our life. A loaded third and fourth hour. We'll Sprague the line coming up in the final hour. But we start the third hour. Oregon goes on the road to Stillwater. What does it need to look like to calm America down about the Oregon Ducks? We'll get to that hour three on The Fan.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting a data center online takes precision. Graybar helps you stage, schedule, and deliver the critical products you need to keep projects on time. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.